Life can be difficult and emotionally painful for all of us at one time or another. Learning to act with self-compassion and treating yourself with the same love and kindness as you would a dear friend can help ease this pain. In this meditation, we are going to learn a few ways we can become more compassionate towards ourselves. Start by settling into a comfortable position and allow your eyes to close, or if you prefer, keep them open with a softened gaze. Take your time. Focus on your breathing. Gently begin by taking several long, slow, deep breaths, breathing in through your nose, 1, 2, 3, and exhaling from your mouth, 1, 2, 3. Breathe in, 1, 2, 3, and breathe out, 1, 2, 3. Continue to breathe like this as we go through this exercise. Now bring to mind an emotionally painful or difficult experience that you may have had recently. An experience that is only mildly painful for you. On a scale where 10 is the most emotionally painful experience you could imagine, and 0 is not painful at all, try to bring to mind something which is between 1 and 3. This may be something like, a person on the bus was rude to you today, or your friend forgot to return your call last week. Spend a few moments recalling this experience and how it made you feel. Notice in particular where in your body you may be feeling this painful experience. Maybe you feel it in your stomach or your chest, in your shoulders and head, or somewhere else. Take a moment to notice wherever you may be feeling this experience in your body. Now focus in on that sensation in your body and try to notice. Is the feeling large or small? Is it hot or cold? Is it moving or still? Does it seem constant or does it stop and start? Now acknowledge that sensation in your body and silently say to yourself, I am in pain, or I am hurting. Repeat these phrases silently to yourself a few times. Now take a deep breath in through your nose. And imagine you are breathing into that painful place in your body, using the breath to create space and expand around that painful place, giving it space just to be there. Now breathe out, relaxing your body a little more as you do. Try this breathing a few more times. Breathing in and using the breath to expand around that painful place, and breathing out, relaxing more and more with each breath out. Remember, we are not trying to change these painful sensations or take them away, but rather creating some space for them, just to be there in the body. Now, I want you to imagine that you have a friend who is struggling with that same painful experience as you. What supportive, compassionate things would you say to that friend who is struggling? It could be something like, "That sounds like a difficult thing to go through. I'm here for you." Or, "I hope you're okay." Now take those words of support and compassion and say them to yourself. Repeat those phrases a few more times silently to yourself. You may find that saying these supportive, compassionate things to yourself seems a bit strange and uncomfortable at first. Most of us are not used to responding to our own emotional discomfort this way. Remember, though, that the more you practice self-compassion, the easier and more natural it will feel to use it on yourself. You will also likely find that even after trying these self-compassionate techniques, the memory of the experience and the pain may return. This is completely normal. Remember that each time the painful memory comes back, follow the self-compassion steps again. Notice where you feel the emotional pain in your body. And what it feels like. Is it small or large? Is it hot or cold? Does it move? And so on. Acknowledge the sensations in your body by saying, "I am in pain," or "I am hurting." Breathe into the pain and expand and create space for it, just to be there. Finally, repeat the supportive, compassionate phrases you might say to a friend with the same painful experience to yourself. Later, you may like to try using these self-compassion techniques again, on a different memory, maybe one that is higher than a 3, and see how self-compassion can help you for that experience. Now, when you are ready, start to tune into the noises that are in the room around you. Gently wriggle your fingers and toes and slowly open your eyes. You might like to write down these supportive phrases you said to yourself earlier to remind you if you need them later. Remember, the more you practice self-compassion like this, the easier and more natural it will become for you to use it throughout each and every day.